Forever Dog.
Warning, the following podcast contains exclusive hospital merch. Shasta Cola, a baby that is not Aladar, and a long queue to have a meet and greet with my firstborn child. Today, I officially become a Disney daddy on podcast The Ride. Welcome to Podcast The Ride, where today I, Mike Carlson, am very excited to announce a major addition to my home. I'm, of course, talking about a fridge pack of mini cans of the new Coca-Cola flavor, Dream Worlds. I'm very excited. It's a delicious new flavor. Joining me, as always, Scott Gardner.
God, it's beautiful. You just look at that and you realize how precious life can be.
Yes.
Oh boy, just that's a miracle, the can that you're putting up to the Zoom window.
I agree. Jason Sheridan is also here.
Yeah, and hey, we've all got big news. Yes, that is me in a Hulu commercial. Thank you all for catching it.
Could not wait. I gotta slide it in before we get into the baby. Okay, I only got a brief window. I gotta get the ad out.
Probably the only thing really going on for any of us. Well, hey, past guest Johnny Gargano returned to WWE, and that's, you know, basically been the summer.
That's it. So, that's all we've got.
That's it.
No, Lindsay Kaitai and I had a baby. She had the baby, but we have it together. It's ours.
Wow. Past guest Lindsay Kaitai.
Multiple, yeah. Is she a five-timers club?
I forget how many times she's been on, but
it's
a
close.
Lot.
Yeah.
Yes, the audience, that makes this special, right? The audience knows her very well, and they know you very well.
Yes.
And now, and the two, if the audience is a fan of your work separately or together, mm-hmm. Then I'm sure they'll be a fan of the ultimate combined work.
That your is latest
age child,
your latest collaboration.
That and that's greatest, right. Yeah.
We work. Our generation calls babies collabs.
Yeah, Kaitai X Carlson.
Yeah, right.
Is yeah
a surprise drop, an out of nowhere. Not for you guys, but
no,
for the,
no.
You know, you dropped it in, surprise Beyonce style.
It was a surprise. Lindsay for a while was saying because she has a podcast called Teen Creeps where they talk about her and her co-host talk about YA horror. She said, "Oh, I'm going to probably talk about being pregnant." And then she just ended up not doing it. So then it ended up just like sort of we ended up doing it Gardner style.
Yeah, that was full surprise.
Yeah, drop, full yes. Surprise, which I like mm-hmm. That. It's always fun to find a surprise. But then she posted it on social media like a week or two ago. So this isn't going to be a full surprise. But people are obviously going to come here to get some of the full details and hear a little bit about the process. You know, a little bit behind the scenes. Get a review of the experience, you know.
That's right. That's what you do is you review experiences.
Right.
And
yes.
you really had one. And you're in the middle of it. You've launched a perpetual one. Mm-hmm. Delivery. So how does delivery compare to like a day at California Adventure?
Well, here's the thing. Delivering a baby is a lot like Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout because there's so many different ways it can go. So many different options for delivery. Some I've heard sometimes it goes pretty smoothly. There's a song, you know, it's just you're playing a pop. It's like a pop song and then it's over. But sometimes it's like Monsters After Dark. And it's a little scarier. Sometimes delivery is very scary.
It sounds like you had a Monsters After Dark, yes.
It was a little bit more of a Monsters
After Dark. A late night, frightening.
Yeah. I think Lindsay and I, whenever Lindsay's back on here, I think we're going to tell the story together eventually, which will be fun just because we both agree on all the points. It's just fun to hear the perspectives. But needless to say, we were there for a long time. Everything is fine, so I'm not trying to be like, oh, woe is us, but I would describe part of the day as harrowing. I would describe it as very, very stressful.
And you guys, you've both discussed your ability to deal with frightening fake situations.
Yes, that's true.
Lindsay's, what was Lindsay's thing with that she has to say I love you on scary rides in case the ride before, collapses?
Yeah, if there's a ride she's scared about, she'll like turn to me before and go I love you, and she'll say it really like seriously, and I'll be like stop.
You're gonna will it to happen.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, you know what, the good thing about delivery was she was in too much pain to even consider any of that.
Oh, so, great. Oh, good.
Yeah. So everything's baby fine. Like what's funny is having a baby, for some reason, I don't know if you went through this, but everyone discusses the baby as babe. They say baby when they're talking about the baby. They drop that the. So they'll say stuff like, oh, you know, here, like they're showing you and I swear they'll say this is baby's seat. I swear one person said seat when we were looking at an ultrasound.
A medical professional said
one
seat.
Person, not mostly it was like, oh, there's the bottom or the butt or something.
It was not hospital wide. Seat was deployed.
But
wow.
Yeah, but
wow.
Baby. But
maybe they're a listener. Maybe that was a way of
yeah.
It was a little sly way of saying yeah, I'm a Clifford.
It's
I didn't
possible.
Want to say, but
it's possible.
It's an honor to deliver a good boy baby.
Yes. Well, that would be the ultimate Patreon tier, truly, to get in the
deliver my child.
But anyway, baby is universal. I don't know if you discover this. Do you remember this? Like, it would not be like, okay, baby is doing well. Oh, there's baby's heartbeat. Baby
is doing. I don't remember.
Weren't
you using this terminology already? Like, wasn't this your phrase to us who were in on the pregnancy? We're not surprised by all that.
Well, we started using it because we noticed the doctors all did it. We noticed the nurses and the doctors would say baby instead of the baby.
Oh. Yeah.
So during delivery, it was the same deal. It was always baby. And then luckily, like, as much as it was kind of a tough delivery, it was always like, oh, baby's doing well. Babe, don't worry. Baby's fine. Baby is well. Baby is, you know what they kept saying? And this is multiple nurses. Oh, baby is happy. They kept saying baby is happy, which I guess just means that the heartbeat is happening. Because honestly, like, there was no camera in there to see a big smile, a Joker smile from the child. So
that phrase also said by Jason when he's in particular Disney World rocking chairs.
Yeah, baby is happy.
Baby is happy. Yeah. Were you going? You were saying something?
Oh well, I was going to say it kind of all happened, as you said. It all happened very quickly, and I, you know, we were really. Kind of recording a lot this summer to get ahead of it. You know, we were doing like sometimes three episodes a week just to stock stuff up. And
bad for us, audience. Pity us.
Whoa, feel bad. Just trying to provide some context. But the day it happened was also around that time when I tested negative for COVID. We had some a few things this summer where we had to like shift recordings around or cancel recordings and stuff, including me getting the novel coronavirus. And Scott and I were emailing about getting, you know, just some workflow stuff or texting about, you know, getting some stuff done for the Mission Space episode. And he said he was he was cutting it together at the time. As you had sent a frantic, very detailed email that just said, here's how all this works. Lindsay's water just broke.
missed it at the beginning. It was a big, long explanation of how to make an episode. And then, I almost missed the top. But the middle of the night timestamp was like, oh, that's got to be it. That's got to be what.
Yeah. We had all these episodes ready. And everything had been basically set up to like almost be perfectly ready to go, except for the Mission Space episode, which I remember thinking the night before, because this is another thing. And this is all the doctors say, we've talked about this. It doesn't happen with the water breaking. It's not a Dick Van Dyke episode where like, oh my God, the water broke. We got to get to the hospital. Everyone I know has had the water break. Almost.
Maybe I'm the prop. Maybe like whatever I was told in this class, like that water breaking doesn't happen. It's happened to everybody you know and me.
We were told a similar thing where like, here's what happens. You starting to get contractions. You start to feel them. They get a little more. It's going to be hours before you actually go to the hospital. And then at a certain point, the water breaks during that process. No, false. So whenever it was Tuesday night when I was going to bed, I was like, should I do Mission Space tonight or should I do it in the morning? Lindsay doesn't have any sign of contractions. No sign whatsoever. Due date is in a couple of days, but like I'm sure tomorrow morning, if what they said is true, you know, we have hours or whatever, I'll just do it in the morning. So we went to bed, sleep for 3 hours, 2 a.m. My water broke. I'm so tired. Oh, no. And if immediately I'm like, Mission Space. Oh, no.
You had to think about Mission Space. You had to think about your least favorite ride.
Oh, I hate it.
In the middle of what... it's a curse. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh no. So like I have like my go bag, and then I was like, oh, I need to bring my computer. Oh shit. Oh no. So I like grab my computer, I put it in the bag, I'm like, all right, whatever. So you know, it's all like kind of panic, calling people, oh, somebody's gotta take care of the dog, you know, you gotta get it all together. So yeah, we headed down to the hospital. And so like they're checking her out and like at a certain point in the lull in the checking out, I go, I gotta get on the computer real quick.
Oh no.
Now it wasn't like a panic, it was a lull in activities. It wasn't like the baby,
there's a lot of downtime
crowned.
For
yeah,
sure.
That wasn't like
for you, yeah. Not for Lindsay, but for you.
yeah.
The baby's like crowning, and I'm doing it of intro narration.
Morning. What's like a funny? How do we reference like Buzz Aldrin in the?
Yeah, let's mention him. In one 15-minute span, I found out Lindsay's water broke. Infinity Train was getting yanked from HBO Max, and Sunny Eclipse voice actor Cal David
had died. Yeah,
had died, and I think I texted Scott. Well, no one. Don't tell them these other things I just learned. Like,
I did. I ended up telling her, Lindsay, like a day or two. I broke the news to her. I thought she had seen it, but she hadn't. And then I was like,
Oh yeah, shit. I was like, I'm glad she was busy.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this has been joyous up to this point, but your baby has been offered up as a sacrifice to Discovery CEO David Zaslav.
Zaslav?
Yeah. So because Lindsay was on the Warner payroll at one point in time, she does owe her firstborn.
Right.
It was fun hearing about the baby, but that's it. Zaslav's now.
Well, Zaslav wins. He always does. So she cursed Zaslav in the hospital bed.
Zaslav. That's during the pushing.
Yeah.
Just put all of your rage, all of the anger, and how you feel. Put that it into one name.
That gave her the juice. Yeah.
Release the baby. Unlike all of those projects that won't be released. I do have to say the funniest show tie-in with this is how you told the two of us you guys were having a baby.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can
tell it.
I will tell it from my perspective. So we were in Hollywood, 10 a.m. on I think Friday morning. Because we were going to eat at the Breakfast Club.
The influencer cafe,
right.
Owned by Planet Hollywood founder Robert Earl's son, Robbie Earl. Finished Celebrary, and we're like, well, we are close to one of the restaurants we talked about, the Breakfast Club. Let's go enjoy an influencer cafe.
Little yes. Robbie. And
go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, the outdoor seating was basically like a pen. There was like three tables, and whatever.
All the Yelps were like of good perfect celebrity fashion. Like, oh, and a spacious patio. Come enjoy our sprawling patio. And then I think they just weren't running it. So yes, it was a
right.
It was a cage.
Yeah,
it was all. It was only indoors. Otherwise,
so I was like,
yeah.
Do we do it or not?
We're trying. And I had not gotten the novel coronavirus yet. So I was like, you know, we're trying not to get it by eating inside, and I don't really want to get it at Robbie Earl's.
Robbie Earl's
Club.
A restaurant that came up on the show because it was bad and expensive. So we had heard. We don't know. We didn't get to experience the Breakfast Club because we were discussing, do we go indoors or out? And then
we were doing the math of like, oh, should we eat inside? Should we not? And Mike's like, come here. I need to talk to you guys. And I was like, oh, I know exactly what this is. I don't think he said it like a trench coat.
Come here.
He definitely
Hollywood Boulevard weed dealer.
He definitely waved us over. Like, let's talk for a second. You know.
It was like a So, and you, Jason, you said you knew exactly where I was headed with this.
I had a feeling.
Did you have a feeling, Scott, that we were having a baby?
I don't think I'd gotten the proof of that yet. No. So yeah, I think it was a surprise to me.
Okay.
I had a feeling, and you told us, and you guys, at least you had talked about it enough in the preceding years. That I did not have to do the usual math of when someone in their 30s or late 20s says we're pregnant, and you have to go like, congratulations, and or, oh, I'm so sorry, what are you going to do? You know? So
what?
What?
Jason, this is the darkest thing.
You never say that. You never say, I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
Well, no, you don't. The mental math of like,
What scenario? You've had to tell people you're sorry?
No, I haven't said I'm sorry, but like, if people are not expecting it and were prepared for it.
Well, they probably wouldn't tell you if that was the case. They wouldn't be in a position to say I'm sorry.
Jason, keep names out of it. When was the last time someone told you they were pregnant and then in your mind you went, oh shit, for them?
I'm trying to think about that. I don't recall anything any recently, because we're all getting older now.
We are,
but
getting
I
older,
feel like
yes.
I've heard stories after the
if
fact.
If you were in your late 20s, you might have to do some math and say, "I'm so sorry."
Well, you know, I'm just saying. You know, sometimes people don't expect it and don't. You know. It's not on their to-do list.
It's not always on people's to-do list. That is true. And obviously not everybody would be a great parent. I just think it's funny that you were like, oh, good. This is one of those situations where someone told me they were pregnant and I didn't have to say, oh, my God, so sorry for you.
I think more like thinking like, you know.
You didn't have to do that with us. You didn't have to when we told you at Epcot. You were like, is this a sorry or a...
Well, you guys were pretty joyous. You weren't like, hey, we got to get out of the line for the Moroccan restaurant, you know? we have to tell you something.
Mine was more dire because I said, guys, we can't have breakfast at Robbie Earl's.
Come here. Come here, guys.
Come here. Callista, come here.
And if you say congratulations instead of sorry, this podcast is fucking over.
Oh man, yeah. So I was gonna say something anyway, but I was gonna say something soon anyway. But that was the grand reveal, which was very felt perfect. Honestly, felt
the place. Yeah,
place a dumb, to do it. But a really stupid place. Yes, the outside of a restaurant we were going to because it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I assume.
We have to assume.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say like that. So, review. I'm a theme park journalist. I talk about I'm an opinion guy too. I'm a columnist type person. I don't write columns, but I write verbal columns about what things that I like. So I would
write them
like
with
to,
your talking. Yeah.
I write them with my talking and my tongue, and that's how it works. So I do want to say there is a character that appeared. And I guess it's not weird to say we gave birth at the Kaiser on Sunset Boulevard. Then we're not going to be there. So
we got to walk it. Let's do the PTR hospital tour. Let's see where Walt died and where Mike and Lindsay had the baby.
Now, it's not going to be. I didn't get great video of it because Lindsay was inside and I was trying to figure out where to park the car. And they told me the parking garage was open and it was not. And initially they told us there was a valet that was going to take the car, but apparently the valet's not there at 3 a.m. apparently all that goes out the window and they don't say exactly what to do. And then the person at the desk, you go, hey, where am I parking the car? And they go, just park it out one of those spaces in front. And I go, there's no spaces there. And they go, but like on the side of the curb. I go, well, there's no spaces on the side of the curb. And they go, I go, can I park it in the zone that looks like it's a hospital loading zone? And they're like, yeah, just could you come back at 6 a.m. and move it? And I'm like, what? What is going on here?
All right, the Wendy's is usually cool down the street. Usually.
Yeah, usually. Well, that's what I was thinking. I go, am I going to go park in front of the fucking Wendy's? Like, what? I'm going to go down Vermont and park in the front of the Wendy's?
Or park on the top of the former UCB.
Yeah, on the UCB Sunset? Park in my old apartment building that's two blocks from the hospital? But I still, as a theme park journalist, was able to get a video of the thing that I'm talking about. And let me just...
Oh.
I should have queued this up a little bit better, but here we go. There is a character, and I don't know what the name of this is, and I got to look into it more, but there is a robot that patrols this hospital. And
Whoa. What a way... Oh, my God.
And can you see it here? It is like a...
It's a weird egg.
That's so scary.
Whoa. Yeah,
and you can hear how my voice, I'm tired and I'm sounding like Harrison Ford. I'll play that again for everyone.
Fucking weird robot. That's the security.
And it says security on it. And I don't know what it does. I don't think it has a gun on it, hopefully. But... there's a character, like it's a original character, I think, and I got a better video of it here. And I should have, you know, let Lindsay sit in their hospital longer so I could get better video. You see it in the distance here?
Whoa.
And you hear that noise?
It's a light up egg. It's an egg with like...
Yeah.
Can you hear that noise though?
Yeah.
Whoa, it's like Space Mountain ambiance.
Yes. I mean, this thing is creepy as shit, but also awesome.
Whoa.
It's a security robot. I don't know
What's it going to do? When this thing's deployed, what does that look like?
I don't know. We'll post these videos, but does it have missiles or something in it? Like, it looks, it should, does it have a cattle prod or a taser in it?
It's shaped kind of bullet-like. And its size, it's hard to imagine what it could do other than like if it tipped on its side and then kind of rammed you in the stomach and knocked you over. But imagine it had the ability to shrink itself and then like shoot up your butt.
It's a big,
it's a giant probe.
Suppository. It's like a giant suppository. Yeah, that's true.
You weren't at all concerned that this thing had been sent back in time to kill your child before. It could lead a human resistance.
I was not that concerned. I would have assumed that the robot would be a little more advanced if it came from the future, because this thing was pretty slow. Although I guess I didn't see it in like A mode. This could have been B mode. This could have been...
It's an Elon Musk future. It's an Elon Musk Terminator. So it's not... He promised like fully articulated real human, yeah. And then they just ended up with a butt plug.
Yeah, it looks like Andy Kaufman in Heartbeeps or something.
It went back to kill the John Connor of this time, but all it did was kind of like give it a black eye, and then it like broke, started making smoke, spun around, and fully exploded.
Elon Musk Terminator, very good idea for a sketch, Scott. You should do that.
Yeah. That's good.
Very good. So I was thrilled to see this. This thing only apparently comes out at night too. So
great, cool.
We got to look into more of that security robot and see if like that's a common deterrent of some kind. I don't know.
It works third shift security, and then in the day it delivers breakfast and lunch for Uber Eats.
Yeah, the robot has a couple different jobs.
At that speed, you have to, as long as you order 7 hours in advance.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's this is incredible. There's a parking lot convolutedness, a PTR staple.
Yes, exactly.
There's a robot running. There's like an Epcot style Communicore type robot.
Yep.
Rolling around. You managed to. There's theme parkiness in your delivery story.
Yes, there for sure is, and there's a little more. I mean, there's a little more. Like when you leave the area where you gave birth, they hit a button and like Rockabye Baby plays. There's like a little like lullaby song that plays there as well.
Is that like what announces that a baby has been born? I think that. Like,
yeah.
Here's a little like, hey, right. Let's let the hospital know.
You're letting God. It's like a signal to God. Let him know that another one has entered the world.
Well, I'm sorry it wasn't When You Wish Upon a Star.
We should have requested it because like they have that birth plan and you can do. I think we should have been a little more bold in what the birth plan was. Because I think make some very special requests in there, but we were not fussy.
When the exact second of birth, can we hit the beginning of Jaded?
the Rockabye Jaded. We're not insane. The Rockabye.
Yes. So we were there like 2 a.m. to, we got there like 3 a.m. and the baby was delivered at about 10 p.m. Which people have been in labor and longer. I understand that, but it's still a long
time.
That's
a big one. That's a marathon. It's
a long time. And a long time.
That's longer than a rope drop. Just contextualizing it for
the
loop. Thank
you. Yeah, yeah. They know now. Now they know what that is lengthwise. So, we'll tell the full story. It involves multiple pain relief attempts not working. It involves like a special equipment needing to be like repurposed to allow Lindsay to give herself pain medicine that first didn't work. It involves, you know, a nurse coming in to monitor her oxygen at this point. It's a wild story. I get up and I give like a kind of a 12 Angry Men speech or like a video, whoa, like a kind of a cinematic speech, I guess is really all I mean by that. Something like where I'm like, look, we got to do this and that, or this isn't going to blend, you know, like get the doctor in here right now because we got to. So I'm just
imagine that this
later.
Child is the AllSpark,
yeah,
and we have to do everything we can to protect it.
Uh-huh.
Now, are you with me? Or are you with the evil Decepticons?
I am evac, I guess, in this situation. And that was my
and imagine
moment.
That I'm evac. And then the doctors are like, oh, we get it now. Okay.
Yeah. Enough.
You put it in terms we understand.
Enough running, I said. Whatever.
Enough running,
says.
Yeah.
Enough running. So, when Lindsay's on, we'll tell that full story. Then you get like, you know, you get a souvenir, you get the baby's footprints, you know, on a little card, which is a fun take home. They lost ours. They lost our baby's footprints.
Oh my God.
Which is nice. And then
Mike, I've got great news. I think you can make that at home.
I'm not getting the baby's feet dirty because I got to clean it up then.
Yeah, that's true.
that's the hassle.
A couple days ago, we got in the mail baby's footprints, and you look over on the back, and it was the wrong baby. They sent us the wrong baby footprints, or at least just named the baby. I don't know, named the baby wrong.
But you had a name, like was it the wrong?
It was the wrong everything.
Gender?
It was the wrong everything. Well,
little Eric, we love you.
It was not, yeah. So we got that, and then yeah. So we were in the delivery room, and the delivery room is pretty spacious. You know, a lot of people come in there. Obviously, a lot of nurses and doctors, and there's kind of a couch that pulls out, and I, for some foolish reason, thought that's where we were going. We were doing it in here, like as far as like sleeping, and that was going to be it. They move you, obviously, which of course they do.
Oh, afterward. Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but I was like, room. Okay. So, you know, well, I'll say this first. And this is, here's what I'll say. I don't think I'm going to turn into one of those guys who's like, you got to have kids. You know what? You got to do it or whatever. Cause I don't believe everybody should necessarily have kids. But if we're talking about experiential things, Having your child dumped on your partner or your wife, that's the craziest moment of my life. That's the most insane thing. I almost like was thinking like later, like everyone should get to do this though. Like if there was a way everybody could at least do this and then not after, like this experience is maybe the craziest. You're so exhausted by everything too. So it's almost like you started such a low level of serotonin and then all of a sudden you're not prepared for it. I don't think, unless you had kids before. But it's the craziest experience, and I mean that in like a good way, of like all of a sudden like a person you couldn't conceive of is just dumped. Because we did the thing where they like throw the baby on Lindsay. Did you guys
throw?
Do that?
Was it a throw?
Like, it seemed like they threw her.
Was it across the room, was it? It was a reasonable distance.
I was a little cloudy up until that point, so it wasn't. But it was, yeah, you like, you know, you go skin to skin. The baby is immediately placed on the mother. Mm-hmm, that's like the first interaction they have.
Yeah.
But it was unbelievable. It was like I'm trying to even describe it. It's like we screamed. Like it was like we both were like, ah, there's a child.
What the fuck is that? What is that?
Get it out.
That looks like me. I'm like, that's me. It's real. Like, it's just like crazy. It's crazy. And I'm underselling it, how emotional it is and how overwhelming it is. But I was like, if we're talking experiences, this is the craziest, best experience I've ever had.
I wish
there was a ride that could simulate that for people if they were not going to have kids or whatever.
Well, the making of me got you a little bit.
Pretty, it got you close.
It's a very emotional, very joyous experience.
So
I think you're giving Nathan Fielder ideas for season two of his show.
Sure. We did that. So we did that. I don't think Lizzie will be upset. We saved cord blood, which, you know, you can do. And then they also, obviously, the hospital does some of that already. So another experience is, you know, we're sitting there, like, just looking at the baby and just overwhelmed because it's so wild. And I think the baby looks like me. I think she looks like me when I was a baby. And I'm obviously,
I see you a lot. And yeah.
It's like she's got my nose when I was a little kid, or like a little kid. And
did you say it was a girl? It's a girl.
Oh, yeah.
It's a girl.
I think I said that, or maybe I didn't. Folks, Michael here. And those of you who listen to this podcast might consider me a bad eater. Well, folks, I'm eating a lot better thanks to Factor Meals. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. And you're probably like, oh, what? Is this just boring stuff? No, they have fun things like pancakes and smoothies. You can discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. So here we go. Head to factormeals.com/podcastride50 and use code podcastride50 to get 50% off. That's code podcastride50 at factormeals.com/podcastride50 to get 50% off. So we had, so the baby came. So after that sort of moment of staring at the baby going, oh my God, it's real. It actually happened. I went to the bathroom and I came out and it looked like I walked into a maze at Horror Nights. The amount, because you really don't notice all that stuff that's happening because you're staring into the eyes of your child, and that's obviously insanely important and emotional. And then you kind of shake it off and you go, ah, what the hell's going on?
You remove the love, the new love from this situation. Yeah, yes,
oh,
it's
my
pretty wild.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you'll also, like, the first pictures that you took that you currently regard as, like, just miracle perfect joy, you, like, in a couple months, you'll look at them and go, ah, yeah, what's this weird flesh spider? Like, once you know what she actually looks like.
Yeah,
that's not true. Like, it's a mirror, but, like, the one that I have that's him, like, screaming for his life and so tiny and like,
yeah.
Oh, it's, yeah, when, like when time passes, it feels so crazy.
Yeah, sure. She's already, yeah, it's interesting to see after a few weeks even the difference. But yeah, so then we go to the other room after that, and I go, oh, we're going to a different room. And I go, oh, you know what? It's going to be better than this. It's going to have like an actual bed or something for me to sleep in. False. Worse. Much worse room. Mm-hmm. The room is basically just has a chair, and the chair kind of reclines into like three sections, and all the sections have a metal square frame, and you can feel it while you're lying on it. So I slept on three pieces of metal with a thin cushion for two nights in this weird little room. As
for the worst nights of your life, or the most challenging nights of your life, where you like barely get a some. Maybe they'll like take her away for a minute to like give you a rest.
That, yeah,
but yeah, it's great. And you're a tall man. It's tough to fit on any couch kind of situation. That's crazy.
So
and this happened in the American healthcare system.
Yes, believe it or not. Yes, that is where it was. It was in America. So yeah, I would give it a bad as far as accommodations, as far as hotel review. Very bad, very bad. Lindsay obviously had a hospital bed. The baby had a bassinet. I think they were fine. It felt like they were testing me or so. I felt like I was being tested by God or by some prankster or something. Like how could? Luckily, I was only sleeping like an hour and a half at a time, so I guess it didn't even really matter. Because, yeah, people, basically, yeah, if you've not done this, people, nurses, doctors are coming in to this room every couple hours to check on everybody and to make sure everything's going okay. So you would wake up and you're just like, this is a dude in the room. Like, you fall asleep, you open your eyes, there's a dude, like, just checking out your baby, and you're like, oh, hey. He's like, yeah, everything looks good. And I go, whatever, man. Thumbs up. And then you like fall back asleep.
Who are you? I'll never see you again. Right. You're here at a crucial juncture in my life. Uh-huh. We will never speak.
Never speak again. You could be, yeah, you could have just put this outfit on. You went to the Spirit Halloween and got a doctor outfit, wandered in here. I don't know. I'm too tired to care. I don't want you to do anything to us or the baby, but what I'm so tired at this point. Then also for reviewing experiences, the food in a hospital. I hate to be like an old stand-up comedian here.
Oh yeah, but you cannot wait to get home. Yeah.
What the fuck? Why? Why is it so bad? Why can't it just be like a little better? Why do they have to buy? Why do they have to buy Shasta Cola? It's all Shasta. All the sodas are Shasta, and they're tiny ones. I just
better
don't
sodas hospitals
and everything is like, oh, do you want like a juice? And I go, why? Well, you know what, I don't have juice a lot. It would be nice to have a juice. Well, here's a child's juice box for you to drink. And you're like, a juice box? What? It's like everything is done to like save as much money as possible, and you're like, why a little bit better? How about a little? I'm not a fancy guy, but
look, Mike, I don't know what to tell you. It's a hospital, not a Bubba Gump. You're not going to get a non-alcoholic slushy.
I wanted that, though. I wanted just, like a sorbet. They had a sorbet.
Just like licking your lips, holding a newborn. Like, I got a whole palette of Coca-Cola Dream World at home.
I ordered the Coke Dream World. It was street dated August 15th. Okay, which means that they're not supposed to sell before. But I think due to an error on, I think, the Walmart app, I was able to order three cases of it, three fridge cases, small cases, on the 12th. And then I think it arrived the 14th. So I was able to taste Dream World a day earlier, before street date.
And you sent me all of that information as it was happening.
Well, Jason sent me a picture of it as if like, hey, check this out. And I go, my man, I'm way ahead of you. I'm already there.
There was the discussion of on our thread with Griffin Newman. He was pointing out because he discovered that you had had this baby via just a casual joke that was made, and then he's like,
right,
hang on a second, what was the date? Because he went back and did some date work and realized that you had pretty quickly into it texted him photos of an Avatar 2 action figure.
Well, I think it was Friday. I think it was Friday morning, I think.
Yeah.
So the baby was born Wednesday, very late or late Wednesday, and then Friday mm-hmm. morning I was back to texting people bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We were texting about what had happened on a wrestling show. Pretty quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which there's a lot of downtime. You're bored. As I said to him, my son was born and then 2 days later Quibi was born. So I was texting up a storm.
Well,
I probably never texted more. Like, it's still alive. Okay. Back to you making fun of this.
You know what's funny is, I believe, Scott, I believe you texted me on that Wednesday while we were delivering. I think you texted me like 6 p.m. like, hey, update, like question mark, or like maybe even a smiley face. That might be crazy, but
yes,
it seemed
expecting
like
he must be done by now.
Right,
certainly.
You definitely texted me like, you guys must be done. And this was in maybe the peak worst moment of the delivery. And I think God. I looked at it and went, oh, fuck
you. How dare you be so optimistic? You with your no information. You and your comfy home.
I'll get to that later. Too much explanation.
I am recalling the timeline wise. I almost texted you at some point on Thursday, some sort of boring logistical, like, hey, can you do this? Or do you want me to do this? Can we get this done before the baby's done? As you guys are probably like, you're sitting in one of your uncomfortable hospital horror rooms. And I just got distracted and didn't. And looking back, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't text him about, like, do you want me to send this email?
Thursday, everything had pretty much gone okay and fine, like everything was settled down. But it is, it would have been funny if you texted me that on Wednesday, because I would have maybe cursed you out.
It might have been Wednesday. It might have been Wednesday before I knew that you were at the hospital. So
if you had texted me something like that, I would have, like, to Lindsay, I'd be like, Jason's a asshole. I would have, like, yelled about you or something.
Because I hadn't told you guys yet, like, hey, got the negative COVID test, because I was like, oh shit, I gotta get on a plane at 24 hours mm-hmm. since this worked out. So
it would have been funny. I wouldn't have been mad forever, but it would have been funny, because
if we're doing like kind of date stamps and forensics kind of stuff, I have one more thing to add to that conversation, just because I like any of the juxtaposition of what we and the listeners know about you, Mike, and now compared with you having a child, that I went on our YouTube channel to upload the video about the Camel Vegas Groove Blender, which you can hear about on our Patreon.
Yes.
And sometimes, because we all have access to the YouTube, and you could see people's search history.
Right, yes, of course.
And watch history.
Right.
So you can tell what people have been viewing. And it was really funny seeing, this is from earlier in the week, just a big run of videos that are 10 baby care skills every new parent should learn, ultimate newborn baby hacks, diaper change, wiping, how to clean baby during diaper change. And then right before all of that, Club Random, Bert Kreischer on his daughter being woke.
Well, that's an important thing to know. If you have a daughter, is she going to be woke?
I mean, and this is a crucial juncture, because every decision you make, like the type of wiping, the powdering, what you say to her, these are the days where you can maybe save her from the scourge of being
woke.
That's
right.
So check out what Bert is saying. Make sure you don't end up down the Kreischer family path.
Wait, how are you seeing this stuff? Because now I want to see. Is it just if you were logged in on the show YouTube account?
It depends what happened.
Yeah, we'll give the login to listeners, too, so everybody can check it out.
If you're on that, Google, whatever, it's your YouTube not accidentally, links it to your YouTube, so.
Oh, okay.
So,
anyway, I hope. I'm so happy to hear it's a girl, but if I hear it's a woke girl, I don't know if I can be part of your family journey anymore.
Well, I'm going to show her all Rob Schneider's movies early.
Oh, that's great. Daddy Daughter is being released exclusively at Hawkins Cinemas, I saw.
We've all enjoyed his daughter's music. What was that song?
Oh, did we play
and
that?
X's
and O's, they haunt me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's basically the tale. And baby is doing great. at home, and everything's cool, and we're very lucky, very happy, and we're not, Jason, we're not upset about having a baby. We love having a baby.
So no, so listeners should not say I'm sorry.
Don't
to
say
you on
I'm
Twitter.
Sorry, because we wanted this, and we are actually, other than the sleeping, not sleeping so much, we are very much enjoying. We are obsessed with her. It's great. Everything's great.
Oh my! Oh geez, that's really so nice. Yeah, you know, my heartfelt thing to say is that we had our son in 2020, so the years he's been alive are 2020 to 2022, and I, like, when I see those dates, or I make photo albums that have that date in brackets and put all of our, like, really wonderful memories into when I see those years, there's like a glow that I feel when I'm just looking at the year names, 2020 and 2021. Now, we all know how horrible those years have been. These are like all time for the world, yeah, worst years, like years that put terror in most people's. But I genuinely, I when I look at just 2020, 2021, I have this like, oh geez, because I think about him and I think about like, oh, and then he was in that stage and then that stage and we did this and we did that, and just like I feel wonderful just thinking about this time, and I just like I wish that for you guys so much. I wish that the actual years are better and with all the other stuff, but I hope that you're looking back at 2022, 2023, and you're just like aglow because of all of the memories you're making, and you know, she's very set up for success. You guys are both so wonderful and creative people who are very engaged with things you love, and I know that's going to be the case with your daughter too, that like she's set up for success. She's going to experience a lot of cool stuff thanks to the both of you, so good for her. She picked a good parents to be assigned to in a existential way.
Thank you, Scott. That's very nice. I hope. Yeah, the only feeling I have now is just like, all right, get a little older so you can like register some of the cool stuff that your parents are into, you know? Like, just like I don't want to move stuff along. I want to enjoy everything as it happens, but I go, if you could only enjoy the Thin Lizzy song we're listening to right now, you know, if you could appreciate these guitar harmonies that are happening right now, you know, that would be great. So maybe 6 months, she'll start air guitaring while we're listening.
Yeah, I know you don't want to fast. I was saying, you know, cherish these years. I hope these are wonderful years. But the year you need to have your eye on is 2035, because that's when she is a teen, and that's when you achieve your dream of being a cool teen dad. Just yeah, 13 that's years tricky to suffer through, and then yeah, you get to be the teen dad you've always wanted to be for some reason.
For some reason, yeah. That is a good goal. That's a goal post, essentially. Lindsay, I'll say this. Lindsay was like, we had a long-headed discussion of, like, when is the first time you take the kid to Disney or something. And she initially started at some insane thing, like 5, and I went, are you out of your mind? 5? What are we doing here?
Yeah, are you
I feel
kidding?
Like you've gotten mad at...
Okay, yeah, I got. Oh. I threw something through the window. I got mad.
Yeah, Lindsay, come on, they're free below a certain age. You gotta get a few.
Gotta fit in as many as you can.
You gotta get a bunch of freebies in.
We actually we went. This is a side note. We went to Disneyland last, I guess it's April. Yeah, like last April already, with some friends who were in from out of town, and so the baby was there at Disneyland, and this is, I got like a little emotional. I was like, this is baby's first trip to Disneyland. Baby's been on the Haunted Mansion. Like,
wow.
That's
nice. I wish I mean, technically our son was at Disney World yes, you know, when you guys found out, and I wish I had that emotion, but instead it was like, it is so motherfucking hot, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
we have
hot
to get Aaron on a bench or something. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. So now that the baby's here, Lindsay's like, I do want to take her very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to, like, you guys just have to get past these record unending heat waves we are subject to in Los Angeles.
Yes, that's true. We will not do that in the heat, especially for a newborn. But
when you start, that's the other, I mean, I've said this already, but when you merge those things, when you merge the interests and the stuff that we talk about on the show and the places that we love and you see it through their eyes, oh my God. If you, I mean, maybe this is an on-brand thing, but I agree with you completely on that moment that they show up is a highlight of the life. But then, like, starting to, just like, a place that I've never cared, like, I've never given a shit about the Minion Cafe at Universal Studios Hollywood, but my taking him and having him, like, hit all the umbrellas and in a repeating order for 15 minutes, and the, like, the happiest I've ever seen him, while, you know, some song I don't know from Despicable Me plays over and over. Like, it's, they're neck and neck. There's Born, and then there's, like, playing with trash cans and stationary old-timey car tires at Universal Studios. Just raw joy. It makes me smile huge just thinking about all this. I am
very excited about it.
Get I'm
very
ready.
Excited to give her, like, some of the things I've bought for her already, like the Real Ghostbusters.
Yeah!
Fearsome Flush.
Wow.
The talking toilet, the evil ghost toilet that I had when I was a child, and now they made a new... it's the same version, I guess. They just kind of...
Wow. Ironically, I've had a window open for like a few weeks on my desktop to buy that toy for myself.
So, come on. Buy it for yourself, Jason.
I'll get it. Yeah, I'll get it.
Buy yourself the toilet. Did you have
the toilet? To a toilet with a tongue.
Did you have the toilet when you were younger?
No, I remember the toilet. I don't think I ever had the toilet, but...
Okay.
Well, yeah, plenty of toys with those cards, with that look.
Yeah. So, anyway, yes.
This episode included We Made a Baby and I Never Had the Toilet.
The talking ghost toilet,
yeah. Things that were said.
I mean, I found a bunch of pictures. My mom pulled out a box of a bunch of pictures when I was home, and I posted some on the show account of, like, a precocious me at the 20th anniversary year of Disney World. And there was definitely some toys. There was a lot of them, mostly just me holding action figures. And some of those I just sent to Mike.
Yeah.
No, there was a picture you were being snooty about the decor of the 1991
It certainly
banners.
Looked like I was being snooty. Yeah. Look, the logo's so good. They could have gone a little harder on the banners. That's all I'm saying, looking back.
Yes. So... Anyway, we really were only supposed to do this for 20 minutes. Now we're almost at an hour.
Yeah. Well, okay. So here, well, then here's what we can say before we move on. From this point, we enter a bit of a convoluted timeline, especially on the second gate. You'll hear episode. Just don't get confused. Yeah. Stick with us, because sometimes Mike isn't a dad yet, and sometimes Jason is gone because of COVID.
Yeah.
If you hear us say that Jason has COVID, it doesn't necessarily mean that he has it again. That might have been the past COVID. And you might even hear references to BugCon being in the future, even though it happened already and Bug has retired, and that was the last BugCon. So don't be confused with the bug mythology that you know so well if I say it's in the future. We've been all over the map.
Yeah.
So just try to stick with us, and, you know, think of it like Better Call Saul. It's inventive storytelling where you don't know where you're going and when. And I think, you know, get ready to laud us for this, what will be a dynamic period in our history.
It'll keep you on your toes as a listener, and I think that's what's fun. You're not going to get complacent in your listening. You'll have to really figure some shit out.
Stay on your toes.
There's one Patreon episode where we acknowledge I'm about to be a father, but I was not a father yet. So you'll see. You'll see when it's coming. And yes, oh, by the way, yes, also the day I was late, there's a lot. My parents moved out to Los Angeles to help with the baby, and there was so many shenanigans going on that week. That is why I was late. It's all baby related in this, and that's why I said everything's fine and good it was just a very chaotic week. So yes, mm-hmm. anybody who
some listeners are like, well, okay, now we know, and yeah. thank you for explaining. And other listeners who just want to hear us talk about rides are like, they are so in the fucking weeds right now.
Yeah, well,
I've been hearing about logistics for fucking 30 minutes,
50 minutes in. Yeah, at this point, what do you think is going to happen at this point? I just want to say also now we are getting ever closer to our final form. As Disney daddies.
Yep.
Ever. Yeah. There's no pressure on Jason. I'm just saying two of the three have become Disney daddies with a Z.
Yeah. End,
shifting fully away from the initial tagline.
And
childless, now it's over half.
Right.
It's the least applicable tagline
right.
I could imagine.
And as soon
yeah.
as
soon I'm as still in, I'm still in my flop era. I got out of bed an hour ago.
But you know, when Jason, if Jason has a child, if when he has a child, I don't know, but when that happens, or if it happens, then the podcast will completely change from any curses, any tangents, to just glowing positivity about everything. It will be like three Mr. Morrows hosting this podcast. And it's going to be like, well, you know, that will complete the transformation. That will be sort of like everything up until that point will be your Better Call Saul, basically our origin story. And then because of the podcast, we became Disney daddies. And then from then on, it's just positivity. And we get invited to every Disney press event. They fly us. They put us up. And it'll be a whole new world.
This limited time lemonade that's dyed purple makes me so happy. It makes me almost as happy as seeing my child for the first time. There's so many joys in this life, whether it be souvenir sippers or looking on the eyes that you yourself created. Can you believe there was ever a less enlightened time where we would, you know, make fun of a weird barren theme park in Arkansas or talk about a restaurant that we didn't like and didn't went to make fun of?
Scott,
were we ever these men?
Scott, I shudder when I think of some of the remarks we made before. I can't even listen back to some of the older podcasts with our snarky attitude and our glib remarks.
The things we valued, the mistakes that we made. I will never listen to them again, and neither should the listener.
And I can't wait to eat this purple and green cake. Well, I guess my bullshit doesn't really change very much in this scenario.
Well, it will. It will. That's what I'm saying. You will become like us. You will find Christ, and you will...
Whoa! Yeah,
this that's is another a, thing that happened.
This yeah, is a turn.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
did
yeah.
I
We've
say
been texting about it.
Yeah, but, I'm born again. Did I say not say that?
No. You were just texting about John Moxley.
Oh, yeah, I like wrestling still, but I'm born again. So
no, oh, okay,
that's also part of it. So anyway, I'm a Disney daddy now, and
wow, and I officially now I'm not going to hand it over because I don't have the right to do this. There's an outside body that does this, but if you take over as the recipient of the National Daddy Award, I will not fight it.
Thank you.
But if I get
much.
It again, you know, that's fine. Fuck you and fuck Sinise.
Well, Disney daddies, you know, one of the things they do is share. So, you know.
Wow. Gosh. And, you know, I don't think we should ever make fun of Walt again. I think we're all...
That's what I've
because
been
because he envisioned
too,
yeah. a world of just holding hands in a world in a magical land of make believe with right. a living mouse, and now we have our little mice that we walk down our beautiful childhood street. He was perfect. Our children are perfect. Everything's perfect.
When my child was born, we
should not speculate what charismaless actor will be playing him in that Leni Riefenstahl biopic.
I dressed my child up like the little Newsie in the California Adventure street show, and I started playing Suitcase in a Dream, and I created the narrative of my child on the train out to meet me with a dream, and it's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you have to do that because you still think the idea that she came from sex is a little icky.
It is.
It's a little body.
It is a little body.
We need a G-rated backstory.
That's when I got born again, is after I I had to reconcile what we had done to reclaim
your virginity.
Yeah. I am now a fresh virgin.
Now that we're that baby business is out of the way, Mike's a virgin and things are as they should be.
I am a freshly a virgin.
sew it back up.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, hey, you survived Podcast the Ride, this zone of it. And hey, Mike, this one's for you, and Lindsay. Your bravery made a person. Well done, freedom fighters.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Thank you. I gotta show you this. Real quick.
Yes? Oh, we better cover. He's reaching. Yeah. Okay. All right, great. What is that? Whoa. It's a new... And this is an Optimus, but it's not for the baby.
No, it's for me. It's a Super 7 Optimus Prime toy. And now he can be proud of me every day, 24/7.
I was scared to death. You were reaching back on the floor, and we're going to pull up a baby.
Yeah.
Been there the whole time?
What?
I'll show you the baby off air.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get off air then. Okay. Yep. See you on the other side.
Bye-bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan, Scott Gardner, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.